Okay, we're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're up to the courts. So he says the mitzvah of the witnesses is when a person is coming to testify, he should recognize he's coming to do a biblical commandment. The Torah says if you're a witness, you know testimony for someone. So one who does not testify is in transgression of a prohibition. So there's a biblical commandment to give testimony in a Jewish court when we know testimony, and there's a prohibition against giving false testimony. The Torah says don't give false testimony against your friend. So when a witness comes to testify, you should have in mind he's fulfilling these two mitzvot. The mitzvah when it comes to the judges. So they have to be careful not to give ruling in Torah when they have drank wine. So certainly when they're drunk, but even if they're not drunk, if they've just drank a little bit of wine, they cannot give ruling in Torah. That's a biblical rule. And that's one of the things that a judge has to have in mind. That's one of the mitzvot he's fulfilling when he's not drinking wine or anything intoxicating, so that he won't come to teach Torah when he's intoxicated. And that's also a biblical prohibition that the Torah says the Kohanim, they can't drink wine, so that they'll be available to teach the Jewish people. From here we learn that when you're giving a halachic ruling, you cannot be intoxicated, and you can't even drink a small amount of wine. Or a vias. When one comes to tell the case before the judges, so there's a biblical prohibition against hearing one side without the other side being present. Because then we're going to believe him. Tzadik Rishon Berivo, whoever comes first always sounds like he's righteous. So the Torah prohibits the judges from hearing one side of the argument without the other side being present. So when the judge is coming to hear the case, he's in fulfillment of this obligation, not to hear one side without the other. When they both come, so the Torah gives a special commandment to the judge that he has to treat them fairly and equally and judge them righteously. So that's the next two mitzvot. And the biblical prohibition not to give honor to one who is greater when it comes to judgment. Meaning if the chief rabbi of Israel has a court case with his neighbor, you can't give him preferential treatment. The Torah says, "Lo tedal penei gadol." Don't give honor to a person who's great when it comes to court. He's coming to court, you got to treat them equally. Let's say one of them is impoverished. The Torah says, don't have extra compassion on the poor. Judgment has to be fair. Just because he's poor doesn't mean you could twist the judgment. You want to do charity with him, you want to ask the guy to do charity with him, after the court case, do what you want. But the court case has to be fair. So the Torah says, "Vidal lo te'edal b'livo." Don't honor the poor in their case. When you're sitting in judgment, it has to be fair. Just because he's poor doesn't mean he could cheat his neighbor or be unfair to someone else. The Torah gives us a commandment that the judges have to judge fairly, irrespective of whether the people, the plaintiff, be it the defendant, irrespective if one of them is an honorable person, a poor person, we have to treat them equally and fairly. So let's sum up what we saw today. We said there's a mitzvah for a person to give testimony. There's a mitzvah not to hold back testimony from the betin. We have a mitzvah that the judges won't rule when they're intoxicated. We have a mitzvah that they should hold back from drinking wine so that they'll be able to give ruling and teach. And they have a mitzvah not to hear one side of the argument without the other. When they both come, we have mitzvah to treat them both fairly and judge them fairly, treat them equally, regardless of whether one is an honorable person or one of them is a pauper.